Briefing reporters and others by phone, President and CEO Hyas Mark Hetfield, the federal agency working to bring refugees to Delaware, stressed the global refugee crisis is growing, with a record number of 66 million refugees and displaced people, according to the UN.
And frankly, the response of the international community in the United States has been quite disappointing for quite some time now.
And Thursday's announcement by the State Department that the link between resettlement agencies and refugees is not considered the bona fide relationship necessary to allow refugees U.S. entry only intensified that disappointment. Hyas's Melanie Nezer.
This could mean many, many months, if not years, of delay for people who really just want to find safety, get their kids in school, and go to work. And who, by the way, have spent the last 2 years with our government and with a U.S.-based organization.
In outlining their interpretation of the High Court's travel ban ruling earlier Thursday, State Department and White House officials offered no clear reason for the restriction on resettlement groups, instead citing President Trump's dedication to revisit vetting procedures in hopes of preventing future acts of terrorism. Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.